Let's do this. The Cult of Hockey podcast by the faithful and for the faithful. I'm David Staples of the Edmonton Journal, and I'm here tonight alone. I was delayed grading the game tonight, and Bruce did the scoring chances on the game, but I'm up late here finishing off with the game grades and with the podcast. So this is our six things we noticed, or I noticed, although I'm going to refer to some of the things Bruce noticed too, because he sent me a DM on Twitter about what he noticed. In fact, let's just start with Bruce's comments about the game, because he had a few. He was not he was not impressed. Of course, the Bakersfield Condors lost 4-1. This was not a good game for the Condors. As well as they played in their first game, they played poorly this game. They got behind early. They were lucky to be in the game in the third period. They narrowed the lead of Colorado to 2-1, and they put on some pressure, but they just kept getting penalties, and they never really had a strong push, too strong a push. I mean, there was a few good signs in the third, especially from Caleb Jones. So Bruce says to me, my good things are few, he says. Bad things, Starrett let in a couple softies, and linesmen wouldn't drop the GD puck. Kicked out about 1,000 guys out of the circle. Game had no flow, tons of whistles, and then they had trouble restarting it. My good things are few. Oh, that's the seems to be the that's, oh yeah, and it says, oh yeah, number three, the beyond atrocious power play, which was 0-for-3 on grade A chances. So that means Colorado had 3 grade A shorthanded chances, and 0-1 on goals. They just stunk it up. And so let's start with there. That'll be our item number one, is that power play. And, you know, one thing I've noticed about the Jay Woodcroft power play, and he did have success this year, I believe, on the power play in Bakersfield. He always likes, he's not one to go for those offside shooters, or, you know, off-wing shooters. He, and it seems to me he fails to maximize the shooting potential of his group of forwards and defensemen. He's got a good group this time, but there was very few dangerous players on the power play. They were 0-for-7, although they did score a goal right at the end of one power play when Ethan Bear fired it in. Bear was one of the few dangerous-looking players. They really mix it up, seems to me, in their lineup on the power play, and they were just not in sync at all this game. They got nothing done, and it's a big part of the reason that they lost. The other big reason, of course, is, and Bruce mentioned this would be item number two, is Shane Starrett's play. He let in two grade B chances. Outside, they were scoring chances, both shots, but they were outside shots. The first one, just a few minutes into the game, off a face-off loss where Ethan Bear lost his man, but the shot was from outside and Starrett probably should have had it. And the third goal, an Andrew Agazzini shot, which I thought that Starrett should have had as well. It was from the dot. And you expect the goalie to make that save. And that was a real big difference in this game. Although Colorado just looked like the hungrier, more desperate team. And of course, they should be that, because if they lost this game, they would be down by 2 games in a 5-game series, heading to 3 games in Bakersfield. So this was an absolute must-win for Colorado, and they've made a series of it. It's 1-1, and it's up in the air now, although the next 3 games are in Bakersfield. So that should give the Condors the edge, but you never know. Item number three, Ethan Bear. Wow, did he have an up-and-down game. Solid moving the puck, but he got beat on the first goal. He got walked on the third goal, made a number of other mistakes. Not his best game, but he did look, again, he did look really dangerous on the power play and fired in a nice shot for a goal, the Bakersfield only goal. So a real up-and-down night for Bear, but there was too much down by far. For him, and he's got to get a better ratio of that if he's going to advance it at the NHL. All right. Item number four, I believe we're on, Benson and Marody. So the top line is Josh Curry, Tyler Benson, Cooper Marody. For the second game in a row, they got pretty much zilch done. They weren't dangerous. Benson and Marody had 1 4-on-4 shift late in the third period where they looked good, but other than that, they're getting shut down. There's a big defenseman on Colorado, Anton Lindholm, who's doing a very, very good job. And, man, these guys have got to find a way. And if they don't, this isn't going to be good news for Bakersfield. they actually were in on a goal against on the power play in the second. Benson shot wide, which led to kind of a breakaway jailbreak chance, especially after Marody fell down in the corner and missed the puck. And voila, I think it was a 2-on-1 at that point and a goal against. So not their night. They didn't play well at all. Let me just see here. He had another brutal, oh, that's right. In the first period, Marody also had a brutal giveaway. I'm just checking the scoring chance work that Bruce did, and I went over, and he had a 3 minutes left, and he gave away the puck, and there was a really dangerous chance that Sterrett saved. We've already gone over his mistake on the goal against. So he was in on one grade A chance, and that's it. So not a great game from Cooper Marody. My fifth item will be just the lack of battle from Bakersfield in general. They need to do a better job of that. And Mitch Callahan, Evan Poli, Tyler Vesey, and a number of other players were pretty much missing in action. My last item, I'm just going to focus on Caleb Jones. He absolutely came alive in the third period, was all over the ice. Chip made major contributions to four grade A scoring chances. Looked fantastic. He was by far, I think, the best Bakersfield player in the game. He and Legison, William Legison, his partner, played very well. And good for him. Good for Caleb Jones. It was good to see. They were solid defensively. They didn't make any major gaffes. They had done so in the first game, but they got it done. So that's a bit of positive in a game that had very little of that kind of good stuff. All right, leave it there. Thanks for listening, everyone. And in the meantime, and in between times, this has been another edition of the Cult of Hockey podcast.